From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We are now one day closer to a potential government default. Six to go. White House spokesman Jay Carney reiterated today the seriousness of the looming deadline.
It is only a matter of days before the August 2nd deadline. And while at midnight on August 2nd we don't all turn into pumpkins, we do, as a country, lose our borrowing authority for the first time in our history. And that would be a very bad thing.
To make sure that doesn't happen, Republican and Democratic leaders met behind closed doors today, hammering out details of their two competing plans. Both had been told by the Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, that their proposals would not create nearly the savings that they'd promised. Since then, Republican House Speaker John Boehner has redrafted his plan and received a better score from the CBO.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's plan, favored by Democrats, is essentially on hold. Reid says he's waiting to see if House Speaker Boehner can get his bill out of the House. Boehner, meanwhile, spent the day twisting arms in his own party.
There are 240 Republicans in the House of Representatives. If they all voted for Speaker John Boehner's plan, it would pass in a walk. A majority of the full House is 218, but because of vacancies, it's now 217.